Hachette Audio presents Zombie Fugitive, written by Darren Chan, read by Emma Galvin. Then, Becky Smith's journey into darkness and pain began when a zombie ripped her heart from her chest, and she became one of the walking, brain-eating undead. Months later, she recovered consciousness. As a child, she had been injected with a vaccine by someone working for a century-old scientist named Dr. Oystein, and that had bestowed her with the ability to regain her senses. After a spell of captivity in an underground complex, Bea was set free by the nightmarish Mr. Dowling, a mad, vicious clown who was backed by an army of mutants. He killed gleefully wherever he went, but for some reason he let Bea walk away unharmed. Bea found her way to Dr. Oystein's base in County Hall, where she became one of his angels, a team of revitalized teenage zombies. The doctor had been forced by the Nazis to create the zombie virus, and he believed he was on a mission from God to make amends and help mankind overcome this most hideous of threats. The doctor told Bea that he had subsequently created another pair of viruses that were the key to the outcome of the war between the living and the undead. One was a dark red liquid called Clemens 13, which would wipe out every zombie on the face of the planet within a couple of weeks if released. The other was Schlesinger 10, a milky white substance that would have an equally fast fatal impact on humans if it was uncorked. Dr. Oystein couldn't use Clemens 13 to eliminate the undead forces, because Mr. Dowling had stolen a vial of Schlesinger.